أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله ينصر من يشاء ويخذل من يشاء، يؤتي الملك من يشاء وينزع الملك ممن يشاء، بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله القاهر فوق عباده، إذا أراد شيئا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا وإمامنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم،
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه،
عبده ورسوله، وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم، وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. من يطع الله ورسوله وأولي الأمر من المؤمنين فلا يضل أبدا، ومن يعص الله ورسوله وأولي الأمر من المؤمنين فلا يهدى أبدا، ومن يتولى الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. I would like to begin by thanking the organizers for putting together this program. I would like to thank the respected ulama who are present with us this evening. I would like to thank the brothers and sisters who made an effort to be here. And I would like to thank anyone and everyone who is involved in the participations, the programs, the activities that are taking place this week around the world to commemorate, to remember, to recall the great life of a great imam who passed away 19 years ago this week. We've listened to the respected scholars as they presented their ideas and their understanding of Imam al-Khumayni rahmatullahi alayh. I am going to try to probably contribute to these presentations with a little different approach to the lifetime of the late Imam. We are speaking here not some history that happened hundreds of years ago. We are speaking about almost current events. We lived, most of us, I'm not speaking about the very young ones among us, speak about most of us here. We lived through the successes, the accomplishments, the victories that are part of the record of Al-Imam Al-Khumayni rahmatullahi alayh. We used to come here to Houston. I remember it wasn't very long ago, back in the 1980s, some of the brothers, before there was an Islamic Education Center here, there were sincere brothers who were around who used to organize programs at university campuses and at least a couple of Islamic centers here in the city of Houston. During that time, from 1980 to 1988, there was an active war that was claiming hundreds of thousands of innocent lives. There were many shuhada who passed on in this war. These many shuhada somehow are scrambled in the presentations. Not many, much attention is given to them. These shuhada were very dear to the heart and to the passion of the Imam al-Khumayni, tayyaballahu tharah. What I'd like to begin my presentation with is some ayat from the impeccable book that Imam al-Khumayni and the leadership of the Muslims in Iran managed to narrow the distance of understanding between these ayat and ourselves, not by theory. They weren't just speaking in a scholastic atmosphere. These meanings that I will quote to you, these ayat that I will quote to you, and the meanings that I will explain to you, came alive by virtue of an Islamic leadership and an Islamic committed ummah that lived up to the responsibilities of their times. The first ayah, it's an ayah that almost is synonymous with the cumulative success of the Islamic Revolution when al-Imam, may Allah rest his soul in peace, when he returned to his homeland of Iran. This ayah was heard echoing in the presentations, the lectures, the sermons, the khitabat, in jumu'ah, in congregations, in universities, in houses, all over. And this ayah is very dear to those who lived the details and the particulars of those trying years when the war was imposed on this leadership in Iran. Most of you may recall this ayah. It's at the beginning of Surah Al-Qasas. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين ونمكن لهم في الأرض ونري فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون. Well, for those of you who maybe came lately to the developments and the events of the Islamic Revolution, did not live during the particular years when this ayah was reverberating among the sacrificing Muslims, the struggling Muslims, the dying Muslims. This ayah means Allah says, and we want to favor, Allah subhanahu is saying, He, divinity, wants to favor those who are powerless in the world. وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. And we want to make them leaders. وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And we want to make of them inheritors. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And we want to establish them firmly on earth. وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. And we want to show the Pharaoh, and we want to show the assistant Pharaoh, and we want to show the troops of the Pharaoh, the militaries of the Pharaoh, of these, from these oppressed people, every precaution they have taken not to see. وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. It happens that after the course of this war, for some reason or the other, it's not a time right now to go into the nitty-gritty of the events, but the fact stands, you can attest to it to yourself, you just need a live memory. After the war ended, for some undeclared reason, this ayah has been taken out of circulation. I mean, the ayah is still there in the Quran, obviously. But it has been taken out of circulation as far as our presentations are concerned. When was the last time you heard, especially on this occasion, remembering Imam al-Khumayni, rahmatullahi alayh, when was the last time you heard this ayah quoted with the very significant meanings it has in the world of today? We have al-mustad'afina fil ard. We have probably at least 4/5 of humanity, which is to say well over 5 billion human beings in the world who can very broadly be defined as mustad'afin. Allah says He wants to favor these mustad'afin. But no one wants to speak about it, it seems. It turns out to be in the minds of some decision makers, other officials, and yet other diplomats. It turns out in their mind, it's wise not to speak about this issue at the time. I don't think so. I don't think it's wise to exclude any ayat from the Qur'an pertaining to the live issues of our time, especially when the number of mustad'afin are increasing and their plight is worsening and their economic conditions are deteriorating and their nation states are failing. If we can't speak about this type of live issue now, when can we speak about it? Another ayah that comes to mind on this occasion, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. Those, the ayah is saying, the broad explanation of this ayah is, those who once we have established them firmly on earth, and this means having power. الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, those who gain power, the Islamic leadership in Iran has gained power years and probably generations ahead of other Muslims who are looking forward to the day when they can accomplish the same thing. الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ. The issue of إقامت الصلاة and إتاء الزكاة is not simply praying. Some people confuse this with the personal and private obligation of coming to prayers. إقامت الصلاة is the actual rendering of a صلاة as a social value. There's an إقامة here, meaning the meanings of a صلاة, the performance of a صلاة now have become social. They're no longer individual. This is a transition from the individual to the social, and it occurs when Muslims have power. The same thing is said, followed by وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةِ. This is not a matter of just spending your zakah as individuals. This is a matter of having money circulate from those who have it to those who need it. This is the tazkiyah of the mal. وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Now that they have power, they can authorize the self-evident ma'roof, and they can unauthorize the self-evident munkar. This is a function, and this is a meaning, and this is a presentation of a state that has power. And this is what the objectives of the Islamic Revolution have been. Even though As I said, there's been a time period of diplomatic and political interference here so as to take the wind out of the sail of these ayat and these meanings. Another aspect that comes to life through reading the Quran and reading the history, the days, the times, the details, the decisions that were made in the lifetime of Al-Imam Al-Khumayni Qaddasallahu Sirrahu Sharif. We can go back to those years of war. They seem, at least in my mind, to be reference points. There's an ayah that says, إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. And bear in mind the time when he was expelled. This is in reference to Allah's Prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his. إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Who expelled him? الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ He's one of two when they are in the cave. When he says to his companion, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ Don't be saddened. Don't be aggrieved. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا Definitely Allah is with us.